Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. We are celebrating Venom. The new movie comes out this weekend. Some people are excited, some people aren't. It's been really interesting leading up to it, how it's been going down and everything. There's even been some accusations of the fans of the new Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga movie putting out false reviews for Venom, and I don't know. It's interesting, for sure. But, you know, I'm excited. I'm going to go see it, work permitting, hopefully sooner rather than later, but we'll definitely check it out. But today we're going to look at Venom's previous appearances in TV and film. He's had a lot, you know. He's been a Spidey mainstay since he first came about, and we're just going to kind of break some of those down and look at them. And in doing so, we're going to have to talk about it. We're going to have to talk about Spider-Man 3. We'll get to that in a second, though. We will look at his movie appearances first. He actually did appear in Amazing Spider-Man 2. That scene where you have the gentleman walking down the Oscorp hallway, and there's the Vulture stuff and the Doc Ock stuff and everything like that. There's the symbiote there, too. Symbiote there as well. Just a quick little Easter egg, something kind of nice. Probably trying to set up that Sinister Six movie they were trying to do and their Venom spinoff and everything that ultimately just didn't happen. But if you go back to the Sam Raimi trilogy, which is good. Like, all three of those movies are solid. Three is the weakest. And it's Sony's fault, but it's also Venom's fault. And I guess as fans, it's also our fault as well, because Sony wanted more Venom in the movie. Sam Raimi just wanted Sandman, and I think the Sandman stuff is great. The Venom stuff, you know, where that, if you think about it, he has the suit when he does the weird little tap dancing scene and everything, and it's, yeah. In my headcanon, in my version of the movie, that scene when they're in the steeple and Tobey Maguire looks up, or no, Tobey Maguire's up at the top, and, you know, the bell's going off and everything, and Topher Grace looks up, and he's like, Parker? And the suit drips down on him. Like, that should have been almost the last time we see him, except in the very end when he's battling Sandman, you know, you see Venom in the shadows, or, like, at the end of the fight, he's in the shadows staring down at Peter and Mary Jane and Harry, I think would be a really cool way. And then you set it up for Spider-Man 4, which was going to happen, but it didn't because of all of that. It didn't. That's how the movie should have ended, in my opinion. It was a rough representation of the symbiote. I'll give it that. But hey, you know what? They tried, worked with what they got, and what they had to do. And I'm okay with it. I really, really am okay with it. This new movie, hopefully, is going to course correct some of that stuff, but we'll just have to wait and see. But as far as animated, Venom's been around the whole time. Like, almost since every animated series that Spider-Man has had since Venom has been a character, Venom has appeared in it. If you go back to the 90s Spider-Man from 94, which is one of my favorites, actually hanging up in the studio, I have a Christopher Daniel Barnes autograph. He was the voice of Spider-Man. But Eddie Brock and Venom both show up in that. Voiced by none other than legendary actor / voice actor Hank Azaria. So that's really cool. And he shows up a few times. Even toward the end, kind of redeeming himself. Because in season 3, he shows up and teams up with Iron Man and Spider-Man to take down Carnage, Dormammu, and Baron Mordo, which you would think Doctor Strange would be in that equation somewhere, but it was the 90s and Iron Man had his own TV series, and I don't know, all sorts of stuff. He showed up in Spider-Man Unlimited, voiced by Brian Drennan. And Spider-Man Unlimited was the weird spin-off of Spider-Man, where he went into the Counter-Earth, that's what they called it. And, like, Ben Parker didn't die, but it was our Spider-Man that went over there. And it was just a really weird show. And the symbiotes didn't have host. Venom and Carnage were just Venom and Carnage. And it was weird. But then, fast forward to The Spectacular Spider-Man, which was a fun show. It suffered when Disney bought Marvel, because it was on the CW and then moved to Disney XD, but Sony owned the rights, but Disney owned the character and all of that good stuff. It's really great. It was written and developed by Greg Wiseman, who did Gargoyles, who did Teen Titans, who's done so many wonderful and amazing shows. I mean, we're such a huge, huge fan of him here at the show. Big Guy and Rusty, he did that. The Batman. I said Teen Titans, I meant Young Justice. One of those. And so, yeah, he is just one of our heroes here, and he's great. Then you had Ultimate Spider-Man, which is a show I really enjoy. I think it really helped capture how Spider-Man was supposed to be. And it doesn't help that, you know, Paul Dini was, Bendis, who all was it? It was Brian Michael Bendis, Paul Dini, Stephen T. Siegel, Joe Kelly, and Joe Casey. Most of those guys are the Man of Action people. And it was awesome. And it did a lot of cool things with characters that they hadn't done before. Because in this version, it was actually Harry Osborn who became Venom. And it was voiced by Matt Lattner. Josh Keaton voiced in Spectacular Spider-Man. I failed to mention that. But yeah, Harry Osborn became the main Venom, even at one point being like a goblin Venom, and it was pretty neat. Although, throughout the course of the series, Flash Thompson had the Venom symbiote, so did Nova, Power Man, Iron Fist, and of course Spider-Man did too. But it was just really neat to see this different take, because we've always seen Harry grow up to be Green Goblin, which before Venom, you know, that was the natural progression. That was his archenemy and everything. And it was just a really cool spin on the mythos. And that's something Ultimate Spider-Man was really good about. Venom would go on to make a few other random appearances. One that I have not seen. I just found out when I was researching that. And I need to go. I mean, I've watched it, but I don't remember. Because I don't remember Venom being in it, is the Phineas and Ferb Mission Marvel. Maybe I've just seen clips of it. Because Danny Trejo is the voice of Venom in that, and that sounds awesome. And I want to see that. There's also, he showed up in a couple episodes of Hulk and the Agents of Smash, with a cool little crossover with Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man shows up, and Doc Ock does his Venom thing, and yeah, it's really cool, because Venom manages to take over most of the Hulks, like Scar and She-Hulk and Red Hulk, and then Hulk just starts screaming at it, and that's what beats him. So that's pretty cool. And then, you know, he showed up in the Lego shorts that they made, voiced by Dee Bradley Baker. And then in the newest Spider-Man, he's also shown up as just as the symbiote and stuff. We haven't seen a whole lot of actual Venom, you know, and that is still going on Disney XD, so be curious how that pans out. A couple other random one-shots. He was on Avengers Assemble and on Guardians of the Galaxy. So he's been, you know, in a bunch of things, because he is such a great character and so integral to Spider-Man. And all those voice actors I named, they've all done really great jobs of putting their own spin on the character and telling cool stories. So Let me know which one of those is your favorite out of all the animated Venoms. You can let us know below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. We're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that good jazz. That way you get this show, you get Blah Blah Comics, all their stuff going on. Check out our sister channel, DC Animated Adventures. It's part of the Night Nerd Network. Lots of great things going on there. About to wrap up Batman the Animated Series, which is amazing and a huge feat. And crazy that that's, you know, gone on for almost a year now. And it's really cool. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening. And we will see you next time. Chased to a stray liquor, then bait, then I've been drank till I faint and awake with a headache, and I take anything in rectangular shape that I wait to face the demons I'm bonded to, cause they're chasing me, but I'm part of you, so escaping me is impossible. I latch on to you like a venom.